This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Home again in the Wyoming, to roam again back on the plains. Cactus country and the cattle trails, where the dogies wander and the coyote wails, under Wyoming skies. Home again in the Wyoming, to where my heart has always been. Got my pinto pony and my saddle too, gonna round up cattle like I used to do, back home again in the Wyoming.
Some great fiddle work by Blaine Sprouse on an old tune called I Saw Your Face in the Moon. And we opened with a very rare Sons of the Pioneers track titled Home Again in Old Wyoming. Now the Sons of the Pioneers come back with Blue Prairie.
Thank you.
the skies. Who are the sighs of a night wind falling prairie? Who are the hills? Cast a blue reflection in the dew. So the wind, while on its way, seems to cry and sigh and say,
Let's pick up the tempo just a little bit now with a couple of rodeo songs composed by Bob Nolan. One of the songs is about a horse. The other is about the rider. Let's see if you can tell which one is which. Here's the Devil's Great-Grandson.
Old Skyball Paint was the devil's saint. His eyes were a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old western soil.
Singing hi-ho, lad, don't you make me mad. I'm the devil's great-grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun. Hey, hey, oh, hold it up.
I swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. I threw my noose on that old cow's and once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his tail where his head should be. So says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me.
Singing hi-ho, lad, don't you make me mad. I'm the devil's great-grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun.
See, just to have a spree when the meets old Sheriff Jim. With fistic fun and my big six gun, I buy the town from him. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar, then I ask for a bill of sale. But my face turned red when the contract said just 30 days in jail.
Singing hi-ho, lad, don't you make me mad. I'm the devil's great-grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun. Betty,
greasewood bats wear Stetson hats and the bad men all run free. Where they sold a jail at a bargain sale, that's the land for me. Where the desert ants wear buckskin pants and help me rule the land. With the ants and the bats and my two gats, I'll rule with an iron hand.
Singing hi-ho, lad, don't you make me me mad. I'm the devil's great grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big portable gun. Lady, oh,
the Sons of the Pioneers with The Devil's Great-Grandson. And you heard Roy Rogers doing some of the yodeling on that one. That was way back just before he left The Sons of the Pioneers. The next song is titled Skyball Paint. And we've got a very rare recording of this one for you. It's by the Rainsmen from back in the 1970s. And it features Don Richardson on a rare solo.
Singing hi-ho. Whoopie-tie-o, riding high and down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Old Skyball Paint was a devil's saint, his eyes was a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, but all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode that nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pound of good old western soil.
Singing hi-ho, whoopie-tie-o, riding high and down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Well, I swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. So I threw my noose on that old cayuse and once more took a ride. Well, he turned around and soon I found his head where his tail should be. So I says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me.
Singing hi-ho, whoopie-tie-o, riding high and down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Town one day I chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar I sold that mag to him. But when Jim plants the seat of his pants in Skyball's leather chair, well, I'll bet 4 bits when Skyball quits, old Jim will not be there.
Singing hi-ho, whoopie-tie-o, ride him high and down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Don Richardson with the Rainsmen and Skyball Paint. Now, in case you were scratching your head about that one, that's the song that's about the horse. The Devil's Great-Grandson is about the rider. Bob Nolan wrote both of them, and that's what he said. Right now, Bob Wagner and Tammy Kilpatrick step up to the microphone with a song that was used as the title song in a Tex Ritter film, but they do a beautiful job with it. It's Sundown on the Prairie.
When Brandon Day is done, there's music on the breeze as vesper chimes are rounding up a herd of men. Sundown on the prairie, you're weaving magic spells while the old mission bells are ringing. Sundown on the prairie.
What a beautiful rendition. Our special segment today is a little bit unusual. I'm often asked how I got interested in Western music and the other genres of music that I especially like. So today, I'll try to take you on a musical journey that follows the history of some of the main artists whose music I was exposed to growing up, leading up to my interest in Western music in particular. I say in particular because I like several kinds of music, like most people. I liked 50s music as a teenager, and I had favorite songs among the music that was popular in countries I lived in and worked in overseas over the years. There's just not enough time to go into all of them today, so I'll focus on the formative years leading up to my introduction to Western music. But it all started with hillbilly, or rustic country music, where I grew up, in a small town in North Carolina. Here's the radio theme song I used to hear every weekday in the early 1940s. It's Whitey and Hogan and the Briarhoppers.
Do y'all know what it is?
No, what is it, Hogan?
It's Briarhopper time.
Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, when the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nelly, don't you sigh. Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I. Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, by and by.
Well, when I was a preschooler, I lived on the outskirts of town across a little tar and gravel road from an elderly lady I loved to visit. I watched, fascinated, as she washed clothes in a big black pot over a fire in her backyard, or churned butter on her side porch. But the thing that most caught my attention was her ability to spit tobacco juice through her fingers off her porch. I guess, though, the impression that was most lasting was that she always had her radio tuned to country music. And the most memorable song we heard back in those years was Roy Acuff's Wait for the Light to Shine.
When the road is rocky and you're carrying a load,
wait for the light to shine.
Find your friendless on that weary, lonesome road.
Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine, shine, shine. Wait for the light to shine.
Pull yourself together, keep on looking for the sign.
Wait for the light to shine.
As you travel through the land,
wait for the light to shine.
He may be in trouble and may need a helping hand.
Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine, shine, shine. Wait for the light to shine.
Never give up hope or cast your pearls before the swine.
Wait for the light to shine.
Don't let trouble fool you and your sin will all be gone.
Wait for the light to shine.
Forget it's darkest. Texas just before the break of dawn.
Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine, shine, shine. Wait for the light to shine.
Keep these words before you as you walk the narrow line.
Wait for the light to shine.
Somehow, I managed to convince my dad to buy that record for me. And he also bought a copy of Burl Ives' new record, Sweet Betsy from Pike, an old Western folk song.
Do you remember Sweet Betsy from Pike? Crossed the big mountain with her lover Ike. With two yoke of oxen, a big yaller dog, a tall Shanghai rooster, and one spotted hog. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. They soon reached the desert where Betsy gave out. Down on the sand she lay rolling about. Ike he gazed at her with sobs and with sighs. Quoth he, get up, Betsy, you get sand in your eyes. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. The Shanghai run off and the cattle all died. The last piece of bacon that morning was fried. I got discouraged and Betsy got mad. The dog wagged his tail and looked wonderfully sad. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. Long Ike and sweet Betsy attended a dance. Ike wore a pair of his Pike County pants. Sweet Betsy was dressed up in ribbons and rings. Quoth Ike, you're an angel, but where are your wings? Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day. A miner come up, says, will you dance with me? I will, you old hoss, if you don't make too free. And I'll tell you the reason, do you want to know why? Doggone ye, I'm chuck full of strong alkali. Hoodle dang faldy dido, hoodle dang faldy day.
That record and the next one, Tex Ritter's Green Grow the Lilacs, were probably my introduction to Western music way back then.
I used to have a sweetheart, but now I've got none. Since she's gone and left me, I cannot for one. Since she's gone and left me, contented I'll be. For she loves another one better than me. Green grow the lilacs, all sparkling with the dew. I'm lonely, my darling, since parting with you. And by the next meeting, I hope to prove true. To change the green lilacs to the red, white, and blue. I pass my love's window both early and late. The look that she gave me, well, it made my heart ache. The look that she gave me was harmful to see. For she loves another one better than me. I wrote my love a letter in red rosy lines. She sent me an answer all twisted in twines. Keep your love a letter, I will keep mine. Write to your sweetheart and I'll write to mine. Green grow the lilacs, all sparkling with the dew. I'm lonely, my darling, since a parting with you. And by the next meeting, I hope to prove true. To change the green lilacs to the red, white, and blue.
And in 1946, my dad bought a set of Gene Autry's 78 RPM re-recordings of 8 of Gene Autry's previous hits. Of course, I listened to Gene Autry's Melody Ranch on our radio every weekend.
Ride the trail to the Old West, to Melody Ranch with Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again.
Well, in the mid-1940s, the Briarhoppers radio show was replaced by a more modern-sounding country show, hosted by guitarist Arthur Smith, who had just come home from the war, and he had a hit record with a song he wrote titled Guitar Boogie. Arthur's banjo player was Don Reno, who became very famous later on in the field of bluegrass. And my favorite singer on the show was a baritone named Tommy Fail. He sounded like this.
I'd rather pull a mountain run through winter snow and ice, through burning heat or traffic like a high.
than gear down near that stretch of road any given time. You truckers know where I mean, don't you? At the intersection of 77 and 85. That piece of highway is a jinx, and all truckers know it well. There's no hill or obstruction in the way. But for some unknown reason, a bunch of rigs have lost their wheels from careless driving, I've heard people say. But now that ain't true. I know the men who work behind them wheels, and most are experts with their records clean. It wasn't through careless driving or speed that caused them wrecks. It's something from the unknown and unseen. Now all the guys that rolled them have walked away so far. Guess fate, luck, or the good Lord was on their side. But it left them with a fear that any time that stretch of road might be the end of some good trucker's ride. With a heavy load, that piece of road is hell on wheels to ride. Better take it slow at 77 and 85. I've heard one tale that's kind of strange, like far out stories go. When the road was built, one workman just disappeared. Now he wouldn't have left without his pay, they all knew that for sure. But one explanation why was really weird was said he might have passed out from the boiling sun unseen. Got buried by a spreader, couldn't be a fate no worse. At 77 and 85 is a grave no marker shows, and these wrecks just might be caused by this man's curse. Now every time I'm a-heading that way, my woman hugs me tight. In tears she says, honey, please come back alive. It worries her, but she don't know how bad it worries me, till I've made it through at 77 and 85. I hear tell they're gonna tear up that road and put it down again, so it'll be safe for any rig to drive. Now that may be true, but you can bet there'll always hang a fear at the intersection of 77 and 85. I'd rather pull a mountain run through winter, snow, and ice, through burning heat or traffic like the high, than gear down near that stretch of road in a given time. 10-4 boys and hold them between the ditches at the intersection of 77 and 85. Better take it slow at 77 and 85.
Well, as the 1940s came to an end, I was old enough to go to the Saturday matinees at our local movie theater. And the one Gene Autry film I still remember seeing was Gene Autry's Loaded Pistols. Well, Gene had a contract with Columbia Records, and he often recorded the title songs from his movies, just as he did with this one.
Loaded pistols and loaded dice, take my warning or pay the price, 'cause it ain't healthy to try it twice. Loaded pistols and loaded dice. Now Trigger Johnson was a gambling cub who went and joined the Western Social Club, where shooting dice was everybody's whim. It seems they favored everyone but him. The sharpies, they were taking him for fair. He said, I'm wise, this game ain't on the square. I mean, them loaded dice ain't gonna do, 'cause I've got something here that's loaded too. Loaded pistols and loaded dice, take my warning or pay the price, 'cause it ain't healthy to try it twice. Loaded pistols and loaded dice. Now this kept going on for quite a while. They made an awful dent in Trigger's pile. He reached down in his boot and got a 10, and then he shot the 10 and lost again. He stopped the game and said, I'm country fied. but still I know you took me for a ride. I also know the rules are plainly writ, but I'm about to change them up a bit. Loaded pistols and loaded dice, take my warning or pay the price, 'cause it ain't healthy to try it twice. Loaded pistols and loaded dice, then Trigger said it's time for me to go, but first I'm gonna take back all my dough. I want you one and all to understand, this ain't no water pistol in my hand. I'll pass my hat and you'll know what to do. I want that money back I lost to you. Before I go, I'll leave you this advice. You can't beat a loaded pistol with loaded dice. Loaded pistols and loaded dice, take my warning, I pay the price, 'cause it ain't healthy to try it twice. Loaded pistols and loaded dice.
Well, as you may remember, Hank Williams became popular in the early 1950s, and although I didn't really get into his music, I did especially like his recording of Setting the Woods on Fire.
Comb your hair and paint and powder. You act proud and I'll act prouder. You sing loud and I'll sing louder. Tonight we're setting the woods on fire. You're my gal and I'm your feller. Dress up in your frock of yeller. I'll look swell, but you look sweller. Setting the woods on fire. We're taking all the honky-tonks. Tonight we're having fun. A brand new dance that never has been done. I don't care who thinks we're silly. You be daffy and I'll be dilly. We'll order up two bowls of chili, setting the woods on fire.
Later in the 1950s, Jimmy Dean had a television show that tended to bring me back to country music, in part because I saw the show in person in 1957. Well, later on, I especially liked his ballads, but Jimmy's big hit at the time was Bummin' Around.
Got an old slouch hat, got my roll on my shoulder. I'm as free as a breeze, and I'll do as I please, just a bummin' around. Got a million friends, old slouch hat. Hit the trail again, you see, I ain't got a dime. Don't care where I'm going, I'm as free as a breeze, and I'll do as I please, just a bumming around. A million friends, don't feel any older. Got nothing to lose, not even the blues, just a bumming around. Whenever worries start to bother me, I will grab my coat, my old slouch hat. Hit the trail again, you see, I ain't got a dime. I don't care where I'm going, I got nothing to lose, not even the blues, just a bumming around.
Well, in the late 1950s, I was in the high school band, and I enjoyed listening to the music of the swing bands and growing my record collection. Lawrence Welk and his orchestra had a weekly television show, and in the fall of 1958, a band that was new to me started a new television show from New York. The band was directed by Sammy Kaye, and I was fascinated with his theme song. It featured a terrific trombone solo, and after listening to my trombonist friends in our high school band struggle to hit high notes, I was amazed with this musician's ability to do it with such ease. His name was Larry O'Brien. I met him the next year, and we've been good friends ever since. He later became the director of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and he held that position longer than any director in that band's history. Here's the brief version of that Sammy Kaye theme song.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you. And now let's all swing and sway.
Well, we may not do much swinging and swaying today, but that's the way Sammy introduced his shows. Now, the following summer, I worked at the National Boy Scout Jamboree in the Colorado Rockies, and I had the opportunity to hear an outdoor concert by the Sons of the Pioneers. It sounded like this.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. But free I'll become, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Well, I heard that and I was hooked on the spot. But I didn't realize the impact it would have on my life. George Hamilton IV was from North Carolina, not too far from where I grew up. And the summer I moved to Nashville to go to school, George had just recorded Abilene. I met him at an Opry concert in the park when I went to Nashville to look for a place to stay during the school year. And we stayed in touch until shortly before he passed away just a few years ago.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene. My
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
Crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene.
Now, of course, Nashville was the best place in the world to learn about country music, so I enjoyed getting to learn about bluegrass, the way Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs played it.
I'm gonna rock away from him.
Oh, honey, don't let your diva down. Pay your last $2.
Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys with Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. I really enjoyed my introduction to bluegrass as well as to the latest country music by stars like Marty Robbins and Hawkshaw Hawkins. Here's the Hawk of the West Virginia Hills right now with one of his big hits from that era, titled It'd Be a Doggone Lie.
When the sun come up this morning and I jumped out of bed, I was feeling fine till I remember what my baby said. Last night while we was talking, she broke the news to me. She said today she was leaving, and now she's a fancy free. I could say I don't worry, I could say I won't cry, I could say I won't miss her, but it would be a doggone lie. you ever try to stop breathing? Well, it just can't be done. I have to find somebody to take her place while she's gone. When she gets tired of roaming, she's gonna wanna come back. And I ain't gonna be foolish, I'm gonna take my baby back. Well, I could say I don't worry, I could say I won't cry, I could say I won't miss her, but it would be a doggone lie. Well, I could say I won't worry, I could say I won't cry, I could say I won't miss her, but it would be a doggone lie.
And here's Marty Robbins with Don't Worry.
Don't worry about me, it's all over now. Though I may be blue, I'll manage somehow. Love can't be explained, can't be controlled. One day it's warm, next day it's cold. Don't pity me, cause I'm feeling blue. Don't be ashamed, it might have been you. Oh, 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 love, kiss me one time, then go, love, I understand. Don't worry about me. Love, I want you to be as happy as I when you love me. I'll never forget you, you're a sweet memory. It's all
of course, there was Jim Reeves.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now. now and then. Step into my heart, leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given the key to this world of mine. I'll be waiting here with my arms unfurled. For you, welcome to my world. Waiting just for you. Welcome to my world.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.